Chapter 111, Shining Blindly Ahead. We live and learn, don't we? Or live and unlearn, only certain things selectively kept. We forget the original mystery and marvel the world once held, when first encountered with fresh, untried eyes, undried eyes, freshly undrawn blinds, first light flooding in, first hushed voices heard, then unhushed, then birds singing, then traffic noise, and then the flowering of inner and outer life. Can you go back to that? You can't. You can't go back to that. You head on, toddle on down the road, a road that leads you down life's avenues, its adventures, streets of joy and mirth, of recklessness and research. Disappointment too, sadness and hardship for some, less for few. Improvised moments, spontaneous ones too, the expected and unexpected. Cards that fall face up and that fall face down. Tragic or comic, comically tragic, tragically comic. Whichever way you hold it up to the light. We weren't looking where we were going. We ran on intuition, on hunches and impulses. From sleeping rolled up in a rug in a hallway, I move on, one thing to the next, house to house, the one that rocked like a ship, the one that leaked like a boat, the one that burnt down, the house that never slept, the other one that never woke up, the house you never got to move into, the one you would have loved to have moved into but didn't, the house you left unexpectedly through the bathroom window, the house with no floor, the house with no windows, the one without a key, another without a door, the house that was never finished, the one you lived in for just one night. I took on a night job with the aim of saving up for a ticket to somewhere, working as a night watchman in the City House of Horrors, a gothic-looking building on the side of a hill, surrounded, of course, by twisted and bare spindly trees reaching up at the moon. Presumably a repository of knowledge, filled with evidence and spoils of life as we know it. A million displaced objects, orphaned from their original place and time, trapped behind glass, hanging from beams, pinned to display mounts, wan and drab, and now, all of it lifeless. Not a moving thing in there, except for me, shining torch on unexpected scenes, on familiar objects and unsuspected finds. As if strolling torch in hand through my own mind. On one floor, rocks, minerals and fossilized things. On another, animalia, specimens that once moved, that once consumed organic matter, as we do, that breathed oxygen with muscles and nerves, reproducing sexually or asexually. Living species, insects, mollusks, arachnids, and then the vertebrates, all with their complex ecologies and complex interactions, forming hordes, establishing hierarchies, networking, working, beavering away dawn to dusk, dusk to dawn, like I did, walking the corridors and display rooms and floors, torch in hand, moonlight stretching my shadow out across the creaking wooden floor, torchlight catching on raised feelers, a glass eye, a frozen taxidermic snarl, catching on floating fetuses hanging in formalin, and at the end of the corridor, through the very last door, the mutants, the mistakes, creatures short-lived or stillborn, a calf with an extra pair of legs sprouting from its back like wings, rabbits with 8 legs or no legs at all, dogs with 2 heads or 1 head that had tried to be 2, eyes pressed together and a mouth on either side. There were bigger animals and smaller animals, all standing posed or hanging in suspension, like they had been momentarily surprised in their perfectly normal mutant lives. But the most shocking of all was a white lamb standing taller than the other animals on its splayed shanks. It had a compartment all of its own. At first glance, it looked no different from any other lamb. However, on closer inspection, I noticed its head, a small thing like a fist, with 2 ears hanging down and no face to speak of or bleating mouth, just 1 large eye in the center of it, like a headlight shining blindly ahead.
Kind of shifty, I'm not quite complete, contradictory, better than me you can meet. I'm hardly worthy, barely in control, I run on impulse and habits of thing, now they're free, now why? Staring up at the stars, waiting for them to speak to me. I am that kind of animal. I am that kind of animal. I really do know what's best. I shirk my duty, and I'm not a model friend. Any fool could tell you that, and you see it in the end. good. And